My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Here we go. Hey, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Hour number three. My goodness. Hour number three. And such a pleasure to welcome to the program Taryn Rose Mandelberg and the Mandelberg family. Hi, Mom. Nice to see you.
I'm sure she said hi, Mom.
Yeah. Well, if she's watching me at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, then she can. Then she saw me waving at her. So that's kind of a cool deal. So we'll have I'll have T Rose's picture up here in just a second. I promise. I had to clean some things out last night. One of my servers was causing me glitches, and so I was like, okay, well, let me try to clean it out a little bit and see if that doesn't help. So it seems to be working a little better this morning. So that's, I guess that's a good thing. Anyway, much for us to discuss. So can I say this? A wet behind female frontal part rapper Megan Thee Stallion joins Disney Shield. Can I? I don't know. I don't know if the rules allow me to be able to say what the headline actually is. But anyway, wow. Yeah. So, you know, so why not? Why don't we just, go X-rated here and have this gal, jump on to Disney. So how is she related to She-Hulk now? How's that working? What's the deal with that?
Yeah. So basically Megan Thee Stallion, she's a rapper and I don't even know what, but she, most popularly recently grabbed a lot of attention for dancing, you could say dancing, in basically no clothing, with another rapper, Cardi B, to a song called Wet. Like you said, another word for donkey, you could say.
Okay.
And then female part that starts with a P. And she danced to that song, and she, you know, she's a very interesting character. She's also a huge fan of abortion. She has gone on in concerts, and she's screaming, tell these Texas people to stop trying to tell us what to do with our bodies, and F you to all the Supreme Court, all that kind of stuff. So she's a very
interesting
celebrity. Yes. But you know, despite all that, Disney said, "Wow, well, you know, we're a family-friendly platform, so we think that she, Megan Thee Stallion, is a perfect candidate for an episode or a couple episodes of one of the shows that we're having." Like, you know, they literally looked at her and said, this is a great person for children to watch on TV and be influenced by. And even if her character on, it's called She-Hulk, even if her character is actually, you know, family friendly and innocent, then presenting her and promoting Megan Thee Stallion is telling kids, like, okay, well, this kind of behavior and lifestyle is something that you should look for as a role model, because they're, you know, they're encouraging it and they're rewarding her behavior by putting her on a show like this to present in front of kids. It's quite scary.
Well, but this aligns with what, you know, was outed by James O'Keefe, right, when it comes to Disney's desire to press the LGBTQ, and there was just a recent story out of Roanoke, Texas, where you had an event that was put on, drag queens at this event, at this bar restaurant up in Roanoke, Texas, armed Antifa around the interior with masks and guns and what have you. And they escorted children into this event. And you would have thought, that law enforcement, right, might have, said something about it.
Yeah. The common sense would tell you that that's what would happen, right?
Yeah, well, but apparently we
protect the kids.
apparently we no longer have anything that even closely resembles common sense, because common sense is no longer a part of the conversation, and that's, you know, that's really scary. And I guess what's even more scary is that, you know, there were parents that were there, and I'm all about protecting parents' rights and things of that nature, but I'm disconcerted by the idea that here we have CPS gets involved, you know, with, oh, I don't know, just, you know, kids going to church more than once a week, and all of a sudden CPS gets called and that kid's got to be removed. But, hey, not a problem for a child to go and watch two men have anal sex.
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine. I know that it's not two kids, so I guess it's not kiddie porn, but it's still porn, and it's porn being performed in front of kids.
Right. There's no longer any ratings on things, like, if kids can watch all of this, literal, they're being presented this pornographic material, and it's right in front of them. There's no more, you know, there's no censorship of TV shows for kids or, you know, events for kids. And like you said, I mean, like, obviously parents have the right to put their kids in whatever they want, but I don't think that that kind of vulgarity is something that little kids should be, you know,
exposed to.
I don't think they should
right.
be looking at
well,
that. Yeah.
And along that line now, apparently, and Britney Spears helped to apparently celebrate this with her 40th birthday mostly nude picture, something that would have certainly appeared in a Playboy magazine on Twitter. And Twitter now has indicated that they are going to be fully embracing pornography. They're going to be allowing porn on the Twitter site. I don't know if you saw that news.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
And
so
that's accessible. You don't have to have a Twitter account to go on Twitter.
No.
That's accessible to anybody.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, you got to think about this, that if Twitter's going to move in that direction, Instagram's does some pretty racy mm-hmm. stuff. But, you know, how much further down the road will Instagram push the envelope? And then once that happens, and the other thing is, let's face it, Facebook has some pretty racy stuff out there as well. You know, I'm sure if you do a Facebook porn search, you're probably going to come up with some pornography on Facebook. The point of this, where I'm headed with this, is your sensor track.
Yeah.
And people like myself, I've been banned for life from LinkedIn. We were talking in the break. I've been banned for life from YouTube. I set up a separate account, Gmail account, for one evening. I was allowed to go into YouTube and sign in. And then they quickly said, wait, we think we know who you are, and you're out of there. And I've been, and then I'm banned on Twitter once again. And why?
Mm-hmm.
I'm banned on Twitter because my most recent article that we published said that $3 billion had been paid out in damages over the last two decades for vaccine injuries. These are facts.
Yeah.
These are not, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't speculation. These are court cases, documentable facts that are out there in public record, in public information. I had Dr. Judy Mikovits on. Everything that Dr. Mikovits has said has been scientifically and medically documented, and I'm on an email grouping of doctors now that are coming out and talking about these things. So again, these are all facts, and yet that kind of stuff that actually could possibly save someone's life, I'm banned for life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if I want to put out anal sex pornography, if I want to put out straight pornography, not a problem.
It's completely fine.
Yeah.
Completely
let's
fine.
Let's just get that X-rated stuff right out there.
Yeah. That's exactly right. They have no problem pushing all that, like as you said, X-rated stuff. But the second you say something that not even contradicts their narrative, but even just starts a conversation about it.
Mm-hmm.
The second you say anything in that regard, it's like immediately censored. And like you said, they're going to find you because now it's no longer just looking at the content, but they're like, oh, Pastor Greg, you know, that misinformation king, right? Because he, you know, raises questions and engages people and encourages people to have, you know, dialect and conversations with one another. But that's not what they want. They don't want people talking about the truth or even just a difference of opinion. They don't care. They want their opinion. This is big tech and the left. They just want to push their narrative, and that's the only thing that's going to be allowed.
Well, even my Facebook, you know, my Facebook fade. Hey, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
How about that? One good thing about, you know, about these social media platforms, at least they tell you about birthdays. So anyway, happy birthday.
Thank you.
How cool. Glad to have you on your birthday. But my my Chosen Generation Radio page, Facebook page, says, you know, beware, because this page contains questionable information, medical information about COVID and about the jabs.
Right.
It's a warning.
God forbid.
Warning.
Yeah. It's insane, especially dealing with COVID, because like you were saying, you're presenting material that is, you know, scientifically proven, doctors, medical professionals, you know, studies, you're presenting that sort of material. You're not posting stuff like conspiracy theories. That's not what you're posting. You're posting things to actually enlighten the public and let them know about different opinions and different studies and things like that. I think that, especially during with COVID, we need to have all of the information and access to all of the information so that we can make the most, the best, you know, based decisions regarding our own bodies and choices. But that's not what big tech wants you to see. You know, we did a study back in February, and we found that big tech censored 808 COVID-19 related posts. But the posts, like I said, they weren't just random baseless claims. They were posts from actual doctors and medical professionals that Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, they're all just shutting them down because they don't push the narrative that everybody needs the vaccine and the vaccine is the savior and the God and the Hail Mary to everything, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think of what the terminology is. The word that's coming to mind is implied consent, but I don't think that's what it is. But it, okay, so it is implied consent. So there is such a thing as implied consent when it comes to the injections, and you are supposed to be given the information necessary. And I played, and we're going to have to jump into a break here. Oh, we need to jump into a break right now. We'll be back right after this third hour. And he told me it's really bad. I'll be back right after this break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negative products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. T. Rose Mandelberg is with me, Newsbusters and CensorTrack.org. And if you head over to CensorTrack.org, the number 2 permanent ban, right between Jack Posobiec and the House Judiciary, is yours truly, Pastor Greg Young. Banned for life again by YouTube. My second account. And so we'll get into this in a second, but I was telling you a quick story, and so I had this on the show, and it was a dad who lives in New Zealand who, because of SEC, has to have every phone call recorded. I played this for you folks here. It was in this feed that I'm a part of, and in it he calls the pharmacy. His wife took their 7-year-old in. He said, please don't do this. Don't get him injected. She was like, well, you know, I asked him and they said all he would get is a sore arm. That night after the injection, he had to be rushed to emergency and he was diagnosed with myocarditis. That's permanent. 7 years old. And when the dad asked the pharmacist, why didn't you give the informed consent in that information? Why didn't you tell my wife? And she said, well, it's very rare. No, it's not rare. There are all these cases, and it doesn't even matter how rare it is. If it happens, it happens, and your response and your responsibility is to say so. And the pharmacist, on record, on the recording, says, because we don't want to scare the parents, because we want to make sure that they get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
It's unconscionable.
I wish I could say that were surprising. You know, shocking, yes, but surprising, no. Because that's exactly what the left and the media, that's what they're pushing. They're not going to tell that story on MSNBC, CNN. They're not going to tell that story.
No.
They're going to paint it, if it were to come up, they would paint it in a way of, oh, this is so rare. Like the pharmacist said, this is so rare. This is, just, you know, not going to happen ever again, but that's not the case. And like you said, with that informed consent, we need to know all of the information, right? How are we supposed to make decisions if we only know a portion of it? But that's why the left and big tech and the media, that's why they're pushing to hide all of the additional information or opposite or, you know, counter information. They're going to hide all of that and then smother it and promote all the information that pushes that one side, and that's the only information we're going to get. And you know, this kid, like you're saying, now his life is impacted. His whole entire life. Not just a decision. It's not a paper cut. It's not a sore arm, like they said. This is a decision that was made and influenced by a pharmacist lying and, you know, withholding that, the full truth of what could happen to him, and now he's permanently damaged.
Well, let's get some good news in here as we close out our segment together. And this is a story that you covered in Pennsylvania. A Pennsylvania woman celebrated her 100th great-grandchild. And you start out by saying, despite having strict pro-death laws in Pennsylvania, 99-year-old Peggy Kohler just celebrated the birth of her 100th great-grandchild. Talk to us about that lovely story.
Yeah, I just honestly thought this was a beautiful sentiment to life. 100 great-grandchildren is incredible. My mom's got 18 grandbabies. no great-grandchildren yet, and I think that's a lot. So 100 great-grandchildren is remarkable. And like I said, yeah, Pennsylvania is definitely more of a pro-death state. I don't even like to say pro-choice anymore, because I think if you're for abortion, then you're for death for babies. So, you know, Ms. Kohler is, you know, celebrating these babies, and it's wonderful to see. And what was shocking about that story, too, is that ABC was the one that posted that on their website and did a little bit of coverage on that. And it was just interesting because, you know, the media and everywhere now, the whole world right now is just celebrating all of these instances where people get abortions, you know, yeah. Become glamorized and cool to get abortions, popular thing. So to see a network for once, and probably only once, I'm doubtful we'll see something like this again. To see them celebrating more births is very unique, which is sad that it's unique and rare.
Yeah.
But it was a beautiful little
very
glimmer
cool.
of hope for
very, very
for
cool.
her, for sure.
Absolutely. All right. So congratulations. We give out our congratulations to Peggy Kohler and her 100th great-grandchild. Celebrating life here on Children Generation Radio with T. Rose Mandelberg. T. Rose, thanks for being here. I greatly appreciate it. Check out censortrack.org, folks. Censortrack.org. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Children Generation Radio. I'll be back with more another half hour coming at you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body. Cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's Green Fuel Tabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Go. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm really pleased to have my next guest with me. His name is Robert Wright, and I apologize. The Robert is a is jumping in, and I really appreciate you doing that. We had Larry Klayman was going to be on with us. Larry was called away on a last minute flight, and so I'm very, very pleased to welcome Fearless Wilma Sauce. And America's Forgotten Investor Movement is the name of the book. And Robert Wright, who has co-authored 24 books, including The First Wall Street, One Nation Under Debt, and The Wall Street Journal Guide to the 50 Economic Indicators That Really Matter. Boy, there's a mouthful. I welcome Robert to the program. Robert, so good to have you. Thanks for being here.
What a blessed day. I wake up and there are all these text messages, you know, asking if I can be on the show in a couple of hours. And I was just thrilled to accept. And I see the sun has broken through and is now giving sort of a halo effect to
yes,
to what was false and fearless in the background there.
Well,
so.
And it's interesting, as we were talking a little bit in the green room, you know, I mentioned to you about the National Center for Public Policy and the FEP, the Free Enterprise Project, and Justin Danhof, which is something that, you know, has been really obscure, but it's something that here I came across about 10 years ago and started, you know, highlighting their work and what they were trying to do. Because we kind of had a feeling that the shift was going to happen, and that where government, you know, was being pushed back against, and of course our First Amendment has been, I think, destroyed to many degrees, but nonetheless, there is still a remnant of a pushback there that you can make. And so the shift went to the corporations, and when I got this morning and saw what you had written, you and Janice, I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing to hear this history. So let's talk about Wilma Sauce, and because when she did this, this was like really a big deal.
Oh, absolutely. Just for historical context, she was born in the year 1900, right? So very long time ago.
Yeah.
And when there were still, you know, that was kind of at the height of the Victorian era where women were supposed to stay in the home, especially
right. before women's suffrage. Yeah.
Right. So she was, you know, coming up, she was young as the women's suffrage movement gained momentum, and then, of course, finally, you know, was enacted, and so she was able to vote in political elections her entire adult life.
Wow.
She got a degree in journalism from Columbia and was married before she took the degree, actually. Never had any children, but remained happily married until her husband passed away. She took his name, which was very common at that time. But she made more money than he did. In fact, she made more money than most Americans during the Great Depression. She ran her own public relations consulting firm, and she consulted for opera singers and for fashion outlet like Lord and Taylor. She was okay. head of the International Silk Guild for a while, but that was run by the Japanese. So World War II comes along, she loses that gig, but instead of, you know, crying victim or whatever, like so many people would do today, she started to work in heavy industry. For Evans Products, based outside of Detroit, and for Bud Companies in Philadelphia, which made trains. She was a huge, huge lover of trains.
Oh, wow.
Then she, because of her journalism background, a guy named B.C. Forbes, who was the head of Forbes magazine group, said, hey, why don't you write an article for us about women in business because you're such a successful businesswoman yourself. And she was able to get access to some of the stockholder lists for major U.S. corporations. And she started to go through them and realized that more than half of the stockholders were women.
Really?
Yeah. She's doing this research right after World War Two, so in the late summer and fall of 1945.
Okay.
And, you know, and it wasn't just AT&T, even
right.
GM and General Motors and
Because women were at home, men were off at war, and in some instances, I would assume that the investments were a hedge against the possibility of the loss of the primary breadwinner in the house.
Yeah, she didn't investigate why they owned the shares. She was just so floored the fact that women owned, there were more women stockholders than male stockholders.
Right. And
this was, partly an artifact because the investment funds were not all that important yet. So it's mostly individuals.
Okay.
But it's not a lot of married couples. It's women were first generally, then men, then married couples, and then institutions. But yes. Women didn't own the majority of the shares. It's just most shareholders were women, but many of them only owned a few shares each.
Got it. Okay.
She started to invest in the stock market. She bought some U.S. Steel, and she had lost her inheritance from her maternal grandfather during the Great Depression because he put it in the hands of a male trustee. And the male trustee, you know, like so many people, thought, though, this is not a bubble. This is a new era. You know, and lost it. So she said, well, this time this is my own money that I worked hard for in my PR consultancy, so I'm going to invest it. So she bought a share of U.S. Steel, made the horrible trek over to Hoboken, New Jersey, which is where the annual meetings were held.
Sure.
And it just sat there the first time and couldn't believe how stupid the annual meeting was because there was hardly anyone there. Mm. It was just the members of the board.
The hierarchy, the CEOs, right. Yeah, patting each other on the back. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. So she shows up the next week, or excuse me, the next year, and she decides this time that she's going to stand up, and she gives a little speech, and they you know, all applauded her, not because of what she said, but just because she had the courage to stand up and say anything.
Sure.
At a stockholder meeting as a woman. So that really peeved her off. She went back the next year and demanded that they put a qualified female on the board, citing the fact that, you know, there were more women shareholders
than men.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, they explained, well, the women don't own the majority of the shares, yada, yada, yada. So she said, well, I'm going to start a nonprofit that's going to educate women investors so that even more women will buy shares, and then you better put somebody on the board. And so she went out and she formed this nonprofit. We call it FOSAB for short, Federation of Women Shareholders in American Business. You know, another one of these mouthfuls. But this nonprofit started going, and it attracted some really interesting, top level females, a major female banker by the name of Mary Roebling, for example, and the daughter of William Jennings Bryan.
Oh my God!
She was a politician in her own right, and
right.
She has more names than you can remember.
Right now.
But yeah. So not much was happening. So Wilma decided that she was going to stop her PR consultancy.
Okay.
Get enough money, you know, we're talking age 49 now because it's 1949, and that she was going to do her own PR work for her nonprofit. So she shows up at the U.S. Steel meeting dressed in her mother's gay 90s dress.
Oh, my.
1890s, right?
Right.
So basically half a century earlier.
Right.
She shows up at the annual meeting, gives her talk about why they, you know, they need to start having the annual meeting in Manhattan or someplace more convenient than Hoboken.
Okay.
And they need to put a qualified woman on the board and so on and so forth, all while wearing this outrageous costume. And a couple of journalists were there, and somebody snapped a picture of her, and it went out over the AP wire.
Oh, wow.
Which is the equivalent at the time of, you know, a viral YouTube video today. And she became an instant celebrity. It really launched the nonprofit.
The whole movement, sure.
Some of the male corporate shareholder activists who were derided, you know, as gadflies, started to pay attention to her.
Just suddenly gave all of that legitimacy. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about this is the beginning of shareholder influence. We'll be back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Robert Wright, author or co-author of Fearless, Wilma Souza, and America's Forgotten Investor Movement. And we were talking about, how Wilma made such an impression and ended up getting a picture taken of her as she spoke at a U.S. Steel shareholder meeting. That picture hit the wire, kind of went viral, if you will, and that really began the process of her ability and her organization's ability to have influence in the American boardroom and shareholders. It encouraged shareholders that, hey, you do have a say. And I was thinking, as I mentioned to you, about how, you know, that has been something that the progressive left has used to gain control of the messaging of corporations, whether it's in commercials or product line or whatever it might be. And groups like Free Enterprise Project have come back in behind this and said, hey, hold on a minute. There's a whole other group of Americans you need to be thinking about serving here. I know you were involved in trying to stop the COVID shutdowns. You mentioned that to me. That's another way in which people with a capitalistic idea and ideology are trying to come into these shareholder meetings and kind of regain some footing.
That's right. I got in a lot of trouble with the libertarians because I suggested that businesses should not be allowed to mandate masks or to mandate vaccines because I saw the push was really coming from the government, so they weren't really acting as private parties. So, yeah, so Wilma starts to go viral, and she starts to gain popularity, and so does the entire stockholder movement in the 1950s. Lots of Americans, the stock market's finally starting to go up quite a bit, mm-hmm. so lots of Americans are investing for the first time or investing for the first time since the Great Depression.
Okay.
And they're looking for guidance, and that's what Wilma's giving in her nonprofit, which is doing a lot of financial literacy work, basically getting people to come to meetings and to listen to speakers. It's based out of New York City, so there's all kinds of college professors and Wall Street types. I mean, the biggest names of the day were showing up and presenting. She's showing up at the stockholder meetings, and because she was a journalist and in the PR business, she can play the journalist like fiddles. She puts on a costume or does some other, you know, does some other thing. Like when she wanted the secret ballot at AT&T in stockholder, votes and corporate votes in the late 1970s, she showed up with a 50-pound apple pie.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Now, her last name is pronounced Sauss, S-O-S-S.
Okay.
So people would joke about, you know, Sauss being the boss. But after that, people started to call her Applesauce because she showed up with this. But the gimmick was that AT&T, the secret ballot, are the is American as apple pie.
Right.
That was the... So she's able to hook these journalists and just kind of reel them in, and her fame just keeps going up and up and up. In the mid-1950s, they made a Broadway play that was loosely based on her life.
And what was that called?
It was called Solid Gold Cadillac.
I'll be.
And made into a movie. You can look it up on IMDb. Judy Holliday played her in the movie version. A young, attractive blonde, just like Wilma, you know, tried to portray herself as. So by the mid-50s, she's in her mid-50s. So, you know, it was a loose portrayal, but nevertheless, you know, based on Wilma and trying to, you know, ride her skirt, her coattails, you know.
Would she be considered, Robert, kind of like one of the first socialites as well? I mean, was it a combination of that as well? I mean, because we think about a socialite, you know, as just showing up at parties and what have you, but the reality is that a lot of the women who are in that arena have a lot of influence in a lot of different spheres that are not as publicly known.
Yeah. She was very publicly known, so...
I guess what I meant was that they're seen in a particular light or in a particular way, yet they have tentacles that touch a lot of other areas that are not necessarily in the public realm.
Absolutely, because of she was clearly a flapper in the 1920s.
Sure.
She was the right age. We have pictures of her where she's dressed in that sort of flapper's garb. In the 1930s, she gets heavily into the fashion industry because of the PR work she's doing for them. Mm-hmm. So she had contacts all over the place. Somebody can probably write a book just about her contacts. She was, sending Christmas cards and receiving Christmas cards from all sorts of people. Her archives, by the way, ended up in Laramie, Wyoming. So I think that's one reason why she's been forgotten. And Jan and I were, she doesn't even have a Wikipedia page.
Wow.
So,
and why Laramie, Wyoming? Did you guys discover?
Yeah, we figured that out. Yeah, okay. There was an entrepreneurial archivist out there who was like, "This is a great archives. We have some money. Why are we just waiting passively for people to bring their collections to us? Nobody's going to do except for some ranchers or, you know, right. what have you." So he started to actively seek out people like Wilma and to entice them to, you know, donate their records to the American Heritage Center, it's called, at the University of Wyoming and Laramie.
Okay. So, okay.
And I was living full time in Sioux Falls, South Dakota at the time, so it was a nice, easy 8-hour drive out to Laramie. And, you know, beautiful through the Black Hills and all of that. And the only archives I've ever been in were, not only did they allow you to drink water at your workstation, they mandated that you drink water because of how high in altitude it is. And they had too many researchers getting sick.
How so, interesting. Yeah,
it's a great place to work, and there's lots more in the archives that you know that other people can do. But you know, it's always nice to leave something for the other guys, we used to say, sure. right? And not to hog it all for yourself.
What are you hoping that folks will get from Wilma Sauce's life story that you guys have written? Final minute thoughts.
There's all sorts of things. I mean, you've pushed on the influence of her as a stockholder activist, and I think we're going to need a lot more of that going forward. We're going to have to revivify that. She was an independent journalist of integrity. She had a nationally syndicated radio show on NBC for almost 25 years.
Wow.
And she had a corporate sponsor, a big pharma that I won't name company, and they were pushing her to say things on air that she did not feel comfortable with, and so she accepted less money from NBC and said, "No more corporate sponsorship. I need to say what needs to be said and not be influenced from the outside."
I'll be. Yeah. Well, Robert, I greatly appreciate you stepping in today. It's been very interesting. Fearless is the name of the book. Fearless, Wilma Sauce and America's Forgotten Investor Movement. And as you said, you know, we talk a lot about freedom. We talk a lot about liberty here on Chosen Generation Radio. And, you know, our influence as it relates to these issues of economics and especially business and commerce, it's so important right now that we, as believers especially, we're responsible for the money that we've been given, the gifts, the talents, the time. We need to be paying attention to where those are going. We'll be back tomorrow with more Chosen Generation Radio.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness, but now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.